The world's largest percussion organization is the International Percussive Arts Society. In 2012, their Day of Percussion, with clinics and performances all day long, took place on the campus of Wake Forest University. The event included outstanding college and high school percussion ensembles from across the state. Acclaimed soloists and professional percussion ensembles performed a wide variety of music, and world-class clinicians covered a broad spectrum of topics. University of North Carolina School of the Arts and Wake Forest University's percussion instructor John Beck is president of Percussive Arts Society. So, John, Percussive Arts Society, big group. Tell me about it. What is it?
It's our professional music organization. It was started in 1960 in the Midwest Band and Orchestra Clinic by a group of 14 percussionists who were frustrated that there were no percussion specialty programs. Very few universities had percussion teachers, and they decided that they would form their own group to move percussion education forward. And it's grown. This is our 50th anniversary year, and we have 7,000 members now.
They did their job. It seems like today, lots of avenues for percussion in terms of education.
Absolutely. In the 1960s, it was pretty much orchestrally based, bands and orchestras. It's grown to world music, steel drums, marimba specialists, jazz vibes, drum set. It just covers the spectrum. Anything you can hit, strike, shake, or rub is a percussion instrument, so we really run the spectrum.
Is this something you can grab and just immediately you get results?
Well, that's the fun thing, is anybody can make a sound on a percussion instrument. It takes years of study to make a great artistic sound, but there's an immediate connection with the instrument, and that's why it's so easy to connect with people using drums and percussion. Healthfield is full of drum circles and groups that are using drums for healing. It's just a wonderful avenue that we're just now beginning to understand.
I want to go to the other end of the spectrum. Could you go to the discipline, the technique involved, and just, I use the triangle as an example because that's an instrument that most people are familiar with. What all is involved in playing it the right way in an orchestral setting, say?
Well, we have all different kinds of triangles. Each one makes its own unique sound, and the set of overtones is unique to each. So what we do is try to select a beater, a metal rod, and the right spot in the triangle to activate the right set of overtones. If you hit it on the side, you get a very pure tone. And if you hit it at a 45-degree angle, you can excite all kinds of overtones by the way the instrument's vibrating. So that's what we search for, and that one simple note is the biggest spectrum of overtones we can get.
Yeah. See, I just love stuff like that. I'm sure the same for the snare drum and the bass drum. Where do you hit it? What kind of beater do you choose? What part of the drum do you hit?
In an orchestra, we have lots of time to sit and think while we're counting rests, and that's what we think about. How can I make the very best sound on those few notes that I have?
Percussive Arts Society president, soloist, clinician, and educator John Beck. John's a percussionist with the Winston-Salem and Greensboro Symphony Orchestras, the Brass Band of Battle Creek, and the Philidor Percussion Group. Coming up later this month, John will be working with the percussion students at the Sibelius Academy in Helsinki. And you can hear him perform with Forecast Music on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 o'clock at Rinalda House in Winston-Salem. He'll be playing a new work by Eric Schwartz for Glockenspiel, Singer, and Tub of Water. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.